Allah Rahman Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow him sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the love for the sake of Allah, and the class of today is about the love for the sake of Allah between spouses. Okay, actually, sisters, love for the sake of Allah means one loves an individual simply because of the connection he holds with Allah, simply because of his sincerity towards Allah, that is to say Allah's obedience and doing good deeds. This means that when you love someone, you don't love him because he is rich or because he is handsome or because of his qualification, but you love him because he has sincerity towards Allah. He is having the right connection with Allah. So you love his sincerity. So this means that it is a relation between two sincere hearts. This is the love for the sake of Allah between the two, between the husband and the wife. Both of them are sincere, and both of them love the sincerity which the other one has in his heart. Actually, over the previous classes, we learned the reward of the love for the sake of Allah, which is when you will love any other Muslim for the sake of Allah, Allah will love you. You will have the love of the Lord of the heavens and earth, as clarified in the previous place. Also, you will taste the sweetness of the belief. This means that you will live a life of peace, hope, acceptance, and security out of the love of the sake of Allah. Number 3, you will have Allah's shade on the day of resurrection. Number 4, you will have all the light on the day of resurrection. Number 5, you will be close to Allah on the day of resurrection, and you will have the paradise as your final destination out of love of the Muslims for the sake of Allah. This is the importance of the love for the sake of Allah, that you will have its reward in this life and in the hereafter. Accordingly, every one of us will be looking to have the love for the sake of Allah between you and your husband, so that inshallah both of you will be in the paradise, both of you will have the shade of Allah on the day of judgment, and both of you will live the life of acceptance and security. Now we will learn about the goal of marriage in Islam, and we will learn how to have the love for the sake of Allah between you and your husband, inshallah. Let us first learn about the goal of marriage in Islam. We will start to learn about the marriage in Islam. We will read from Surah number 7, verse number 189, to realize the importance of marriage in Islam and Allah's wisdom in marriage. Surah number 7, verse number 189. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها فلما تغشاها حملت حملا خفيفا فمرت به فلما أثقلت دعوا الله ربهما لئن آتيتنا صالحا لنكونن من الشاكرين. 189.
It is He who has created you from a single person, and He has created from him his wife in order that he might enjoy the pleasures of living with her. When he, Adam's offspring, as stated by... When he had sexual relations with her, she became pregnant and she carried it about lightly. Then when it became heavy, they both invoked Allah, their Lord, saying, if you give us a good in every aspect child, we shall indeed be among the grateful.
thing. So actually Allah is clarifying that He has created all the human beings from a single person, Adam. Okay, so the origin of creation is a single soul, Prophet Adam, and a single nature. Then from Adam, Allah has created His wife Hawa. So it is a single soul and a single nature. Because Hawa is created from Adam, she is created from the same nature. But they have the difference regarding the function. He is a male and she is a female. Why this difference? This difference will serve as a mean to make the man to incline with love towards his wife and to find comfort with her. Allah created a male and female so that there will be inclination towards the wife, and also that the husband will find the comfort with his wife. This is the Islamic outlook on the rule of marriage. Okay, the original purpose of marriage is the meeting of a human couple in order to provide love, comfort, and a settled, happy life. Okay, and when they will have a settled, happy life, they can have a family and they can raise their kids in a healthy environment. This is the goal of marriage in Islam. We will read also about the goal of marriage in Islam from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 35. Surah number 2, verse number 35. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And we said, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise, and eat both of you freely with pleasure and delight of things therein and wherever you will, but come not near this tree, or you both will be of the Zalimun, wrongdoer.
Okay. So actually, Allah the Almighty, from the beginning of creation, Allah is actually sending the message to Prophet Adam and his wife. Allah said, dwell you and your wife in the paradise. So from the beginning of the creation, it was the married couple. Allah is sending the message to the married couple, because the married couple is the unit of humanity. This is the proof of the importance of marriage between a male and female in Islam. Regarding the purpose of marriage in Islam, number one, to ensure the preservation of the human species and continuation of the human race. This is very important, and because of this goal, the marriage is actually a bond between a male and a female, a man and a woman. It cannot be between two men, it cannot be between two women. Why? Because the purpose of marriage is the continuation of the human race through the relation between a male and a female. We will read this from Surah Al-Nisa, Surah number 4, chapter number 4, verse number 1. This is the proof that in Islam, marriage is the relation between the legal relation between a man and a woman. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord, who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand and the wombs. Surely Allah is ever all watch over you.
So actually, the woman was created from the first human soul in order to be his mate, a married couple. Allah is saying that Allah created from a single person, Adam. Again, the same fact. From him, Allah created his wife. And they become the first married couple in the history. Okay? This is the first family on the earth. And from this first family, Allah spread a multiple of men and women who will marry each other and have kids and preserve the human species until the day of judgment. This is the goal of marriage, is the continuation of the human race and the preservation of the human speech through the marriage of a man and a woman, so that they can have kids and they can continue the human race. The second purpose of marriage is to provide spiritual and legal foundation of the family. Now we will read regarding this spiritual and legal foundation of the family from Surah number 30, verse number 21. This is actually the importance of marriage in Islam, is that to have a family. It is very important in Islam. The family is the unit of the Islamic community. الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. And among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, and you may find repose in them. He has put between you affection and mercy. Verily, in that are indeed signs for the people who reflect. Allah is clarifying that he is creating the wives from the souls of the husbands. How? The origin is Prophet Adam, and from him is his wife. And from both of them, this is the first family, all the human beings were created. Accordingly, men and women, all of them are having the same origin, which is Prophet Adam and his wife. This is the meaning that he is created from yourself. Okay? So that you may find repose in them. What is the meaning of repose, sister? It means you will find tranquility. You will find peace. You will find someone to take care of you. Okay, this is the repose in them. And Allah has put between you affection and mercy. Whenever in Islam, there must be affection and mercy between the husband and the wife. And you must believe that when Allah will choose for you someone to marry, you will notice that at the at the first days of marriage, there is always affection and mercy. Okay? There must be affection and mercy at the beginning of marriage. In the first few months of marriage, there must be affection and mercy. Otherwise, why you marry that person? If from the beginning you have different points of view with him and there is no mercy, why you agree to marry him? Okay? So basically at the beginning there must be affection and mercy. This is from Allah. Allah will unite these two spirits together, in the bond of marriage, and Allah will shower them with affection and mercy. Then it will be, their responsibility to keep the affection and mercy through the good treatment to each other, through giving the rights to each other. Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will read also regarding to provide spiritual and legal foundation of the family through the marriage. We will read again from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 223. الله الرحمن الرحيم نساؤكم حرث لكم فأتوا حرثكم أنا شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين. Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Your wives are tilth for you, so go to your tilth when or how you will, and send for your own selves beforehand, and fear Allah, and know that you are to meet Him, and give good tidings to the believers.
Okay. Actually, sisters, we must agree that marriage will provide the spiritual, the physical, emotional, and psychological companionship, which generates and sustains love, kindness, compassion, and mutual confidence. It lays a spiritual and legal foundation for raising the family. Sometimes, you know, this is not, the reality. Okay? No problem. Okay? If it is not the reality for special cases, this must not be the reality for, you know, the marriage in Islam. Marriage in Islam, the ideal marriage in Islam must be, you know, the source to provide you with all your needs. Okay? So, before marriage, okay, when you choose someone to marry, you must try, you know, to check that person will be able to provide me with all my needs. We are similar. We have the same way of thinking. We have the same socioeconomic class. We have the same goals and hopes. Or we are totally different and he will not provide me with any of my needs and it will be unsuccessful company. Okay? So this is actually the responsibility of, the husband and the wife before planning to marry, that they must know what they are looking for from that marriage. What are the qualities I am looking for from that husband? What is the goal of my marriage? Okay? Because every one of us is in need, okay, for someone to provide him with all his needs. And Allah made this through the bond of marriage in Islam. Okay, in Islam also we must agree that marriage is a religious requirement. Okay, if you are a Muslim and you have the money to marry, you must marry. It is a religious requirement.
And if they don't have the money to marry?
If they don't have the money to marry, they will not be questioned about marriage on the Day of Judgment. But if he has the money to marry, okay, he will be questioned on the Day of Judgment why he didn't marry. But the question is how much money to marry. You know, someone can say, I can't marry except when I have $100,000. He will never marry, okay, because he made it very difficult. Okay, but if someone will say, I can marry with $5,000, okay, it will be easy for him to marry. Okay, so it is up to you, you know, to follow the command of Allah regarding marriage. Because in Islam, okay, if you have good health and you have enough money, okay, the basics in life, you must marry. Because of the benefits of marriage, which we will discuss it again now. So now we will learn about marriage as a religious requirement in Islam from Surah number 24, chapter number 24, verse number 30. الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنكحوا الأيام منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنيهم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And marry those among you who are single. And the salihun.
Oh, and salihun, the pious.
The pious of your male slaves and maid servants. If they be poor, Allah will enrich them out of His bounty. And Allah is all sufficient for His creatures' needs, all knowing.
Okay. So this is actually a command from Allah regarding marriage in Islam. Marry those among you who are single. Okay? We must realize that when you marry, you are obeying a command of Allah. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the servant of Allah marries, he has fulfilled the half the faith. Okay? So let him be obeying to Allah with respect to other half. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is marriage is half of the faith in Islam. Because in marriage you will have a lot of responsibilities. Okay? And it will be a part of the worldly test. You will have, for example, for the husband, he will have a wife, then he will have kids, he will have a lot of responsibilities, he has to struggle, he has to work, he has to provide for them. This is part of the worldly test. Okay? If someone will say, no, I don't want to marry, I want to live single, I don't like to have all these responsibilities. I don't want a family with all the headache of the wife and the kids. This means that he didn't fulfill half of his religion. We Muslims must marry so that we can have families, so that we will have kids, so that inshallah, you know, as we learn, we will continue the human race and there will be Muslims in every generation. Okay? Marriage is the tradition of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, marriage is my sunnah, that is to say, my tradition. Whoever disregards my path is not from among us. So if there is someone who has enough money to marry and he is in a good health, then he decides that I want to keep the money to save it, I will not marry. Okay, he is not following the tradition of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. On the day of judgment, Prophet Muhammad will actually question him about his tradition. If we are Muslims, we must follow the tradition, the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, and we must make the marriage as a goal in our life. Okay, even if I have, you know, little money, with this little money, I can, inshallah, plan to marry, and Allah will help me. But to get the idea out of my mind, because I don't have money, this is against the tradition of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, whoever is able to marry, he should marry. You see, sister, this is very important. Okay? Actually, a group of people came to the houses of the wives of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to ask about the worship of the Prophet. When they were told about his acts of worship, it seemed for them that it is not sufficient. Okay? Those people said, one of them said that he is all the time praying day and night. The other one said that he doesn't want to marry. Okay, marriage is out of his plan. Okay, I will withdraw from women and I will never marry. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them and said, are you the people who said that one of you will withdraw from women and will never marry and the other one will fast continuously and will never break? They said yes. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said to them, by Allah, I have more fear for Allah more than you and more awareness of him. But I fast and I break my fast. I sleep and marry women. Anyone who is averse to my sunnah is not with me. Okay, so this is a proof that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is calling the Muslims to marry and calling the Muslims to fast and to stop fasting and to pray at night and to sleep. Islam is the religion which is commanding the Muslims to be always in the middle. Okay, not to be, you know, in the extreme. Someone to fast day and night, this is not in Islam. Someone to pray day and night, this is not in Islam. Someone to withdraw from the women and not to marry, this is not from Islam. In Islam, you must be always in the middle. You must marry and you must fast and stop fasting and you must pray at night and also sleep at night to give your body the rest so that in the morning you can do your job. So always as a Muslim, be in the middle. Okay, when you choose any choice, choose the one in the middle. Don't be in the extreme people, you know, are not real Muslims because Islam is against extremity. I cannot come and say, you know, as that one is saying, I am praying sisters all the night. If I am praying all the night, I will not be able to take care of my responsibilities as a wife or as a mother or even coming to the masjid, you know, to give the classes. So this means that, you know, I am not a person who is clear regarding the priorities. In Islam, you must be in the middle, okay, so that you can fulfill all your responsibilities. And all your responsibilities are acts of worship. When you take care of your husband, this is an act of worship. Of your kids, this is an act of worship. When you are helping the community, this is an act of worship equal to, extra prayer and extra fasting and not to marry the women. Okay? Now we will learn about the benefits of marriage in Islam. Now you decide to marry. You will have any benefits? Yes. Number one, you will have the reward of obedience of Allah, because it is a command of Allah for every Muslim to marry. So marriage is an act of obedience to Allah. Number two, you will satisfy your physical, emotional, and spiritual needs in a legal way. Okay? Because if someone will not marry, he may have illegal relations. He may have a homosexual relation. Okay? All this is illegal in Islam, not accepted. These are sins in Islam. They deserve a punishment in Islam. Okay, so when you marry, okay, you will actually satisfy all your needs in a legal way, and you will be rewarded by Allah. Also, when you will marry, you will make a family. And when you will have a family, you will have responsibilities. And you will have goal in life. Okay, when you ask someone, why you are working all the time? I am working for the sake of my family. Why you are tolerating the husband? For the sake of my kids. Why you have goals in life? I have my goals because of my family. If I am a single person, I will not have any goal. Actually, I have a friend whom she has a PhD, and she was not married. And she was not working. And, she was having a lot of free time. So I was asking her, why you are not working? You can have a very good job and you can earn a good amount of money. She told me, why I will work? I don't have any, motivation for work. I don't have a husband. I don't have kids. I don't have future. I am very bored with my life. I am not in need of money. I will not work. And actually, this feeling most of the men and women start to realize when they are above 40 or 45. If they don't marry up to the age of 40, 45, and they start to feel that it is too late for them to marry, at that point they will start to realize that they don't have motivations, for their life. Why I will work all the time? I will work half time. I am not in need of much time. I don't have kids to take care of. I don't have a family. I don't have any plan for the future. This is one of the benefits of marriage, to give you motivations and to give you goals in life. You will be all the time after these goals, you will be all the time working, having hopes, trying, to improve your situation. Why? For the sake of my family. Okay, so having a family actually is very important, psychologically for the human beings. You are not alone in life. You have others whom they love you, whom they are in need of you, whom they will take care of you, whom they will support you if you are sick, if you are old, if you have an accident. You are never alone. This is very important feeling for the, human spirit, and you cannot have it except when you are married and having a family. Okay? So actually, this is the importance of marriage in Islam, because nowadays, there are many people whom they are against marriage. They are saying that most of the couples are not happy. Marriage is not a successful strategy. We don't want to marry. Either we will not marry at all, or we will have, a girlfriend, or what is going on around this, homosexual relations, and all of this is considered in Islam sinful actions, and they deserve punishment from Allah. This is in the hereafter, but in this life, the worldly life is a waste. If you have, the circumstances to marry, you must, inshallah, marry. This is the rule of Islam.
What if I know they're young and they want to marry?
Okay.
But their only focus is married. They don't want to do anything else. They don't want to work. They don't want to continue studying. They don't want to have much social life.
I've met sisters like that. Is this good?
Very young.
No, this is also, very young also, she's still immature. She doesn't know much about life. But if there is a man who is happy with her, who will spend on her and take care of her, let her marry. What is the problem?
But if there's no one yet,
No one yet.
Should they just wait to marry? This is my only lesson.
Yes, she must wait to marry.
Not work.
No, she must work. No. You know, I tell you, she will be pushed to work and to study, because no one will marry her if she doesn't have a work or if she is not studying, because she doesn't have any respectable future. You know? You get my point?
Yeah, but...
Sisters, inshallah, we will have 30 questions related to the love for the sake of Allah between the spouses. Every sister attending will read the question and will give us her answer, so that we will be aware what is going on in the relation between the spouses. You can read the first question, the number of the question, and you can answer according to what you think.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahim. Number one asks, are you aware of the importance of marriage in your life? In parentheses, marriage is the most important event in your life.
What do you think? No, I want your point of view.
MashaAllah, my point of view, yes, I am aware. I believe that Allah brings different challenges to each individual's marriage, and at times you may not be aware until you've been hit with something or a challenge or an issue or a dilemma, and at that time you realize that, okay, wow, okay, alhamdulillah, you know, so, but I am aware, and I think with that, events in my own personal marriage causes one to realize what is important, and alhamdulillah.
Okay, you can answer question number two also, because she doesn't know much about it.
Okay, number two, are you in reality, is that reality?
Yes.
Yeah, reality, believing that marriage is an act of worship to Allah. Yes, I do believe that, because as it states in the Quran, you know, you have to obey Allah, and Allah states that, you know, marriage is your second half of your deen. So with that, you know, you have to accept whatever Allah wills, and Allah only brings people into your life by His will. We don't have control over whatever Allah wills, so... I do believe that marriage is... Okay. Question number three. Are you in reality living marriage as an act of marriage?
Act of worship.
Oh, I'm sorry. As an act of worship. Ooh. As an act of worship. I would have to say 50-50 on this one.
Okay. We will ask Cecilia.
Okay.
Melissa, are you living your marriage as an act of worship? Question number three.
Cecilia's 50-50. I would say 75-25.
Good.
Because it's patience. Islam teaches us a lot to be patient.
Yes.
In my marriage right now, I need lots of patience. And, you know, with everything, you make dua. So
yes.
I make dua. Ya Rab, help me. Ya Rab.
Yes.
And because you go to Him for your hopes, for everything that you worry, you go to Him to ask for His mercy, to ask for His bounty. So I say 75-25.
Okay.
25.
Question number four. Can you read it and give your answer?
Is your marriage successful?
This is, you can read number five also, because it is related
okay.
to four.
Is your marriage successful? Are you satisfied with your marriage? Alhamdulillah, I'm satisfied.
You are satisfied. You can answer number five again. Number five.
Yes, number five. Are you satisfied with your marriage? Alhamdulillah, I do believe that I am.
What about number six?
Number six. Are you enjoying the marriage bond as it was the case at the beginning of marriage? I would say yes, alhamdulillah. I think the marriage bond has improved and increased since the beginning. I don't know about anyone else, but I think the very beginning of marriage is always a challenge. It's a trial, you know, getting to know someone, live with someone.
You have to have mercy and love.
You have to create the foundation. You've got two
different individuals. Yeah, and all of a sudden,
colliding when you get married.
You don't know each other.
And it takes time. It takes time for these planets to kind of sort out.
So from the beginning to current, yes, definitely there is a higher and stronger bond. Number seven, do you believe that life is a test and Allah is preparing an uncountable reward for the patient? Oh, yes, and the proof is the Quran. I mean, it states it 24/7 in there. If you read it and take time to really comprehend what you're reading, definitely, life is a test, and I believe the way you respond to that test will also prepare you for your reward. So if you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah will bless you. But if you ask, oh, why Allah, why me, then normally the reward is not that.
Okay, question number eight.
Number eight, do you realize that life is very short and it does not deserve to be wasted in arguments and conflicts? Yes, I do. And that's basically just by seeing, you know, going to a janazah. There's a janazah every day. There's people dying left and right. There's the sick. So why would we waste our time arguing over little things? It's, you know, it happens. Definitely it happens. But if we can just take the time to stop and think that, look, this is not worth it, let's do good and move on, I think it'll make things easier.
Very good. Question number nine.
Do you believe that home is a place for tranquility? Yes, it's supposed to be, because when we leave home, we go through so much. It's supposed to be, you know? But when we go through so much in, outside of home, there's so much drama outside of home. So when you come home, you should definitely be able to relax and have a source of tranquility. Number nine also continued, and rest and not the place for fighting, headache, and upset, which is true. I believe that home should be tranquility. Number 10, do you realize the importance of mental peace and tranquility and compassion as the fruits of the successful marriage? Yes. Yes. Number 11, do you believe that you and your spouse are created from one soul? You complete each other. Yes. My husband and I are definitely yin and yang. We're opposites, but we balance each other out. Okay. Number 12, do you believe that the winner in the marriage company is the partner who gives more, tolerates more, and is patient more? Yes, because also in the Quran it states that, you know, Allah loves the patient, the sabirin. So definitely the one who is more tolerable, more patient, more compassionate, and so forth, is definitely my eye the winner. Do you try to like the things which your spouse likes? Sometimes, you know, it's good to, so you see that they're happier. They're happier when you like what they like. So definitely, I do try, and it's definitely recommended. You know, don't try to fake it either. Just be real about it. Okay. Number 14, do you always try to prove that you are the one always having the correct point of view and decisions? That depends. Number 15, do you try to keep your marriage issues and problems as private issues, i.e. never to be discussed with anyone other than your spouse? Generally, yes. Maybe I have two close friends who I will confide in that I know will not spread rumors and stuff of that nature. Number 16, do you admit your mistakes and apologies? Yes. Sometimes it's hard, but at the end of the day, yes. Number 17, do you believe that sometimes your negative attitude is the reason for the feeling that your marriage is boring and, is that unenjoyable?
Yes.
Unenjoyable. No, alhamdulillah, Allah has not put me in that type of situation where I have negative attitudes. I don't think I have negative attitudes, so no. Number 18, do you believe that we are lonely in spite of being married because we are the ones who build walls instead of bridges with our spouses? Yes, I think that does happen for everyone. I don't think it's just you're a bad person or no. I think we all have our days where that happens. Number 19, are you trying to write your name in the form of kindness, love, and mercy on the heart and memory of your spouse? Alhamdulillah, I'm trying now. Once upon a time, at the beginning of marriage, no, but alhamdulillah, I am trying. Number 20, do you believe that there is no place for dignity between the husband and wife? Wait, I don't really understand this question.
I have that. Dignity means... No, I tell you, dignity... dignity means, you know,
like pride? Like for
pride? Yes.
Okay. So, kind of like, do you believe that there's no place for pride?
Yes, pride. Between
a husband and wife. And I do definitely believe that. There should not be, you know, a feeling of pride between one another. You know, we all worship Allah. That's our own purpose of life. So, pride should not be part of... There's no pride in marriage. Number 21, appreciation. Okay, is it around in your marriage? Yes. Alhamdulillah, you always have to say thank you and realize that it could be worse. You know, you may have a bad husband, but there's always worse. So always say Alhamdulillah for whatever bad or good that you have. 22 is trust. Is it around in your marriage? Alhamdulillah, yes. Once again, it's something that has to be worked on. You know, no one just wakes up or jumps into a marriage and just say, hey, I trust you, I'll fall and you'll catch me. So you definitely have to work on it. Same for forgiveness. Is it around in your marriage? Alhamdulillah, it's there. Respect and joy. Is it around in your marriage? Alhamdulillah. 25, loyalty. Is it around in your marriage? Alhamdulillah. It is. 26, is your marriage a journey for the whole life? Yes. Number 27, do you agree that it is the right of your kids to have happy parents and peaceful family? Definitely, yes. And that's in the Quran as well, stating that your kids are your responsibility. So therefore, there's no reason to cause any problems for them because you will be held accountable for that. 28, do you agree that your kids deserve your wisdom and tolerance regarding your spouse? Definitely. You have to respect your husband or your spouse in front of your children always, so they too will have that respect and love for them. 29, have you ever felt that I did make a mistake regarding choosing my spouse? Once upon a time, but I had to realize that there are no mistakes, that whatever Allah wills, it's going to happen. Regardless of if someone gets divorced or not, if it's written that that was going to happen, it's by Allah's will, so we should never think that we made a mistake, because Allah doesn't make mistakes. Number 30, do you agree that in spite of all the difficulties, but still, I love my spouse? Yes. Do you believe that a 31, do you believe that a successful Muslim family is equal to a successful Muslim community? That's a big question mark. Because the community, me personally, I don't think it's a successful Muslim community. So therefore, I think it's not a successful Muslim community. My personal opinion is the fact that when a Muslim goes to the masjid these days or asks for help, they don't get help. And I hear too many stories of women, especially, going for help at the masjid and being turned down or being told, no, we cannot help you, or go, or they don't get help that they need, you know. So with that in mind, it's just very difficult to see it as a successful community. If you see so many Muslims going to the church to get assistance because their own Muslim community is not helping them, to me, there's no success in that. And even if people who have marital problems, they don't seem to get help in the masjids or within their own community, within their neighbors. I've seen that everyone has their own problems, so therefore they don't have time to assist other people, or they feel that they're going through their own thing, so how can I help you if I myself is struggling? That's the type of mentality that I've noticed. So
that's time that you should be doing that.
Unfortunately, you would think, but unfortunately, it just doesn't happen that way. Yeah. So.
Thank you, Phoebe.
You're welcome.
So actually, regarding you, the classes of the love for the sake of Allah, and inshallah, we'll start new classes from next week, inshallah. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until their direction. Amen.